100 songs are on the radio today. 100 songs, 100 different people play. And each one has its own specific thing to say. Until its course is run. Some songs are catchy, some have lasting melodies. Other songs are famous for intrinsic harmonies. Most of the rest have some lover's tragedies. But this one won't be one. Sing a song of sixpence and you're bound to make a buck. It only takes a bit of skill and an awful lot of luck. But try to add a little bit of talent to your tune. You'll see your anonymity successfully balloon. The songs in the top 40 are as maddening as hell. And yet my freaking agent cannot make this single sell. The songs that break the bank are just committing crime. It seems that all you need is a basic grasp of rhyme. The song about a stairway is the greatest of all time. Where am I going wrong? Produce some lyrics that are vaguely about sex. And sing them well or else use vocal effects. Make a music video a monkey could direct. You've got yourself a song. Sing a song of tuppence and you'll surely make a pound. It's all about just who you know and how boring is your sound. But try to add a little bit of talent to your tune. You'll see your anonymity successfully balloon. The songs on the top 40 are as maddening as hell. And in the future, what will make the people clap? When the music industry's been bought out by the Gap. Market it only if it's a piece of crap.
Tesh, G, and Bolton, sing the songs of Yom Kippur.
Sing a song of ninepence and you're making up a word. The notion that this song is worse than Britney is absurd. But try to add a little bit of talent to your tune. You'll see your anonymity successfully balloon. The songs in the top 40 are as mbop as hell. Yet my freaking agent cannot make this single sell. Some songs are catchy, some have lasting melodies. Other songs are famous for intrinsic harmonies. Most of the rest tell of some lover's tragedies. But this one won't be one.